Okay, the next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Tom Izzo. The Spartans are 9-1 on the season and ranked number 3 in the Associated Press and USA Today Coaches Poll Top 25 rankings. Michigan State will play Oakland at the Little Caesars Arena in Detroit on Saturday. Coach Izzo, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you. We're somewhat excited where we are. We think we've made some progress in areas we needed to, starting to clean up our turnovers a little bit. Still got some work to do on our offense a little bit, and had some work to do on our three-point percentage defense, but we've played some good people. We've played a lot of different styles, and this week, it's finals and got a big game against Oakland on Saturday in Little Caesars, so that'll be a big event, but just looking at everything, I think we're making some progress, getting through a couple injuries, which a lot of teams in our league are, and we're raring to go.
Coach, thank you. We'll now open it up to questions from the media.
If you have a question at this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. And your first question is from Casey Campbell, Great Lakes Coast.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good, Case. How are you?
Doing good. I wanted to ask you maybe about the last couple games in the Big Ten. What did you think about the first two games in the Big Ten with Nebraska and I think it was Rutgers? What did you take away from that?
Survival, for us. We've been on a brutal stretch of 6 games in 13 days and travel from Portland. I didn't think we were great. I didn't think we were bad. I thought we did some good things. I think everybody in our league is adjusting to the 2 games that early, especially coming off for us, Portland, and then the ACC Big Ten Challenge, and those back-to-back Carolina and Notre Dame games, and then all of a sudden you got 2 league games, and I think everybody's learning around the country that winning games in your league, it doesn't matter who you're playing, are difficult. So I wouldn't say we were great. I thought we played pretty well against Nebraska, not as well against Rutgers, but I think Steve has done an incredible job there, and it's going to be a hard out for a lot of teams that go in there. I'm not tickled to death with it, but under the circumstances, thought we survived in advance, as they say.
And what's it going to be like playing at Little Caesars Arena against a team? Of course, when you play the Oakland Golden Grizzlies, you know a Greg Campy team is going to be tough to play. What's it going to be like playing in Little Caesars Arena?
Well, Greg thinks he has his best team ever. And so they lost a couple games early when they didn't have Hayes and Nunn, and now they're all back. And this is going to be a very, very competitive game and an unbelievable venue. Michigan's got Detroit down there early. We play second, and the Lions play third. So it's a heck of a day for sports in Detroit. And I think the whole impact on the whole city is going to be good. I think hopefully a lot of our fans get out and go. And I think it'll be a very difficult game because they have 2 players in Martise and Nunn. Of course, we played against when he was at Illinois, who can shoot it from anywhere. They got quick guards. They've got the kid, Aylin Hayes, who played with Valentine here at Sexton, and we love him. And he's a very good player, was out for 4 games, but now is back. So looking forward to it because of where it's at. Looking forward to it because it's who we play, and it's been a good rivalry. And know that they're one of the best teams they've ever had gives us even more incentive.
All right, thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Adam Jordy, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Tom. To take you back a little bit, I'm just wondering, with the new coaches in the league that are getting their feet wet in conference play so early, when you started coaching in the Big Ten and you started identifying things that were important for your team to understand, what was that process like of just getting acclimated to the league? And do you think it's the same now as it was when you started, like as far as learning the league and figuring out where to start?
Well, first of all, you know, I had one advantage that I was in the league for 12 years as an assistant, so that was a little bit of an advantage. My first Big Ten game was against Indiana and Bobby Knight, so that was frightful in itself, you know, going against a team and a program that had been so successful. And there were adjustments that you had to make early, and, you know, I think for some of these guys that weren't in our league, it makes it a little more difficult, but in some ways, the league has changed, too, you know. There's no, you know, Gene Cady's, Bobby Knight's, and Clem Haskins, meaning that was smash-mouth basketball at its best. I mean, it was, you know, the physical play was so much different than other leagues. Now, you know, nobody plays that way anymore, and so I'm not sure it's as different as some of the other leagues these guys have been in. I know... you know, definitely for Indiana and Ohio State, those guys have not been in the league but been around the league, you know, in their programs and Dayton and Butler and things like that. Illinois, maybe a little different. And you know, Wisconsin, I mean, he's still new and he's got a completely new team now with some serious injuries. That's probably the biggest adjustment. But I think guys will adjust quick. I think because of TV, even if you weren't in the league, you see so many more games than you used to. And I think in Ohio State's case, you know, Chris has done a great job there and getting some good play out of some pretty good players and some good play out of a good freshman. So it's been a good start for him.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. I have a question from Michael Hawk, ArenaSportsNet.com.
Coach, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Not too bad. Hey, I just want to ask you, since the Duke loss back in November and stuff, you guys have ran off 8 straight wins and stuff like that. What was the mindset after the loss and stuff like that and then turned the momentum around? And with finals coming up this week, how are the kids going to, their mindset going in knowing they got several more non-conference games before they get into the full Big Ten schedule?
Well, I think, number one, what we figured out after the Duke game is it'd be nice to cut somebody out and get a rebound since that's what our program has been kind of made of. And we have righted that ship a lot. I think we're 5th or 6th in the country now in rebounding. And some of it, I'm sure, was Duke, and some of it, I'm sure, was us. So I thought we've made some adjustments there. The last 4 or 5 games, we're turning the ball over, 11 times a game compared to the 24 and 20 and 17 that we went through in that one stretch. So I think we've done a better job in that. And, you know, with finals coming up, it's different, and it's different for every place. You know, everybody has different finals. You know, the one thing that I always get frustrated about here is, it seems like our finals, they go from Monday to Friday, but 3/4 of them run Thursday and Friday, you know. And that's more difficult for the kids. But depending how you're doing academically, everybody's got finals. Some are at different times. For us this week, it's a difficult time, but it's one that you have to go through. And with a younger team, which we still are, it's sometimes more impactful than with a veteran team.
Okay, thank you very much for your questions. And, Coach, thank you very much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.